It was about 2.5 years ago, Elise Dickerson came by. She's a CEO, co-founder of EOSERA, and an Alcon veteran. And she had this fledgling company that blasted earwax. And the thing has just taken off. It's in 13,000 stores. I mean, you can walk into a CVS and see it, and they've got all these new products. And it's time to visit again. Elise Dickerson joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you.
I'm honored that you still talk to me.
Oh, anytime.
That's really phenomenal growth. I mean, I guess you get in CVS and Walgreens, and it'll do that, but...
Yeah, part of it has been, you know, we let the market tell us where the gaps were. And when we listened and we brought a product that, you know, doctors and patients needed, the growth took care of itself.
I mean, this it gets rid of earwax and evidently does it very, very well.
Yep, that was our first product.
But I would have thought there'd be a limited market. I guess I'm just wrong as can be.
Millions and millions of people were going to their doctor on a regular basis to have their ears cleaned out because nothing over the counter was working. So we launched.
So some people have built up and you have to do it repeatedly.
Exactly. And we think that the rise in use of earbuds and AirPods, you're sticking things in your ears every single day now. It's driving that earwax down into the ear canal and causing more problems.
You know, maybe my wife is right. I thought she just didn't say it. But yeah, so you've got other products. You fix stuff I didn't even know was a problem. Ear itch?
Yes. So once we were successful with Earwax MD, we went back to doctors and we said, what are some other problems that you are constantly seeing that we could potentially, you know, provide a product over the counter so that consumers can treat themselves? The first thing that came out was painful ears. So think about when you have an ear infection.
Yeah.
The doctor can write a prescription for an antibiotic, but there's nothing that can actually treat the pain immediately, right at the source of the pain. So we came out with Ear Pain MD. That was our second product that launched. And then after that, we went back, we did consumer market research. We continued to talk to doctors. And there's been this rise over the last decade of people with chronic itching ears. And there was nothing available in ear care to address itching ears. So we've now come out with Ear Itch MD and then a nighttime product that moisturizes that ear canal overnight and helps restore the skin back to its normal state.
And you're even going after Fido, I understand.
That's right. We've got a dog product. We've got an ear irrigation product that you can use on a weekly basis just to keep those ears clean.
That's just remarkable. And the interesting thing is you guys have developed all this. It's you're not a marketing company, but you've got labs, and you're a biotech company.
Absolutely, and we brought all manufacturing in-house as well. So we just moved into a new large facility that we're able to manufacture, you know, with GMP standards, which is, you know, required by the FDA. We do all our pack out. We do all of our distribution.
All out of Fort Worth?
Right out of Fort Worth. Yeah, so it's been great. We've created a lot of jobs in Fort Worth that didn't exist 5 years ago.
And the interesting thing is you had a couple of rounds of funding, but I mean, as funding goes for small businesses, they were pretty modest amounts. And now everything is organic from now on?
Everything's organic. We're profitable for our first time in 2019. I mean, we only started the company in 2015. So just to be profitable already is quite a remarkable feat. And we have enough revenue coming in to fund future product development and marketing efforts and production.
So what's the end game? Can you keep developing products? And I mean, Johnson & Johnson is going to come down and offer you $3 billion.
And that would be awesome. We're
so now it's like you put an Ebbie Halliday sign out front.
Right.
So for the right amount of money.
So our goal was to really maximize the opportunity within ear care and bring products that people needed to market. Ideally, a strategic would come and buy up this product line, take it around the world, because we're really not set up to have a global distribution network at this point. But we have other product lines that we'd love to develop in other categories. So this isn't the end of EOSERA, but it might be, you know, the end of us bringing new ear care products to market. We'll continue to expand the distribution and the sales, but
You know, I thought of that because, again, you were, I think you were at Alcon for a decade or something, right?
13 years, yeah.
So that's eyes.
Exactly.
And now you've got ears.
Exactly.
You've got nose and throat that you can still hit, right?
You got it. You're thinking like a winner.
You know, the other thing is I know, and maybe you've always done this, but I notice you're actively supporting conscious capitalism. And that is, and we've had a lot of talking about that. Some mm-hmm. great people around this area are involved in that. That's also a luxury. I mean, is that a lot of fledgling companies, startup companies, can't do that and can't pick and choose and so maybe is this a sign of maturity?
Well, I think it was the fundamental basis of how we started the company, and so it made it easy to just weave it into the fabric and the culture from the very beginning. We always had a mindset of people first. So whether it was the way we treated our employees, our investors, our vendors, and we believed that if we had people's best interest at the center of every decision we made, the profits would follow. And we are living proof that that has worked.
You know, the companies I've seen that are really successful at this and really espouse it and practice it are also incredibly selective in the kind of people that they bring in, because once they bring in, they're a partner and his family and all that kind of stuff. And so they really, some of them will reject 80 or 90% of the applicants. Are you in a position to do that?
Well, I mean, we're still very small, right? We're about 20 people. But we don't keep people around if they don't fit. So we have had to have those hard decisions and hard conversations to let people go that just weren't a cultural fit. But it's made the company better.
Well, you're on a fabulous roll, and it's fun. It'll be fun to see what's next, because I got a feeling it's just the beginning. But I'm going to go check my ears. I said that the last time we talked, and I didn't do it. Elise Dickerson is the CEO co-founder of Yocera and is an earwax mogul.
Who knew?
Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks.
For more of our conversation with Ms. Dickerson, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.